holy letters of the Rebbe, Igros Kodesh. That's the fourth volume that we're doing, and today we're doing letter number 874. It's dated the 23rd day of Tevis, which is the day before. Oh, what am I saying? Today's day is the 23rd day of Tevis. Actually, it is today's day. No, today's the 24th. I'm sorry, 24th. This was yesterday. So the Rebbe is addressing this to the rabbi with all the titles, one who is occupied in community works, working for the sake of the community. Moreinu Rav Michoel Sheyichye Shadar. This was Rav Michoel Lipsker. And the Rebbe sent him to do outreach work in North Africa, in Morocco. And the Rebbe starts off with peace and blessing. The Rebbe is responding to his letters. And the Rebbe actually told him, we learned in the earlier letters, we saw, that the Rebbe said that the previous Rebbe, prior to his passing on Yud Shvat, had discussed with him about the importance of creating an educational network over there in Morocco, in those areas, and the Rebbe was appointing people to oversee these projects, and we read various different letters as it relates to that. So in this letter, the Rebbe is responding to some of the questions, and the Rebbe says, the Rebbe emphasizes that as quickly as possible, you should go to Morocco, I guess, to your country, to the country over there. And I'm surprised, the Rebbe says, why you don't mention anything about it. Please respond. There's various personal things that they don't quote in the letter. Then the Rebbe says about the note that you sent about the family. I will read this on the gravesite, on the cemetery, in the Tzion, on the Holy Tzion. And the Rebbe says, please find out for me in a fitting way. I guess maybe there was some problems over there, but the Rebbe says, find out the marital problems. The Rebbe said, whether she is for keeping the mitzvah of Tara as should be, and if their marriage did not affect something which would sort of offend some other woman because of him. Apparently sometimes, let me know about this, I can only guess, but sometimes when there are problems in the family, that can sometimes be attributed to the fact that, you know, maybe breaking up a marriage or offending somebody, a person being upset about you, that could sometimes have a spiritual negative effect on the person's life. You know, sometimes you need to, you know, make sure the person forgives you before you can, remove some of, a person is angry at you, if a person has hard feelings against you, they can, sometimes that has a spiritual effect, that it has a negative effect. So I'm not sure exactly what they were talking about. Also, the Rebbe says, let me know about the health of the student. His name is Moshe Ben Pricha. Also, let me know what's going on in Midlas as far as learning go and how the renovations of the building is. And the Rebbe says, it would seem that to participate in this situation with half of the expenses is even more than fitting. So I guess there was from the Rebbe's funds that was sending there, and then they had some local funds. But the Rebbe says that giving half is more than proper, especially that we're not right there; it's from a distance. The Rebbe tells him to speak to Binyamin Garadetsky, who was the Rebbe's representative running out of the in France. It was running the Chabad, the funds over there. The Rebbe blesses him with success in his holy work. And the Rebbe says, I anticipate a response to all the above. And the Rebbe's signature. And the Rebbe says that I think it's a good suggestion about bringing in a scribe and a shoychet and a boydek from our people there to there, and also that Rav Sadia Liberov should come, because it's we have to start thinking about working in Kaza. That's another in somewhere over there. It's another city, and further. So please notify directly to Rabbi Yoma Gardetsky who we should the people name that we should mention, and their wives' names, and so that we can ask the proper visas or permission to entry into the to their Kaza is Casablanca. That's Kaza. That's a short for Casablanca. That's Kaza. Okay. Okay. That's just that. Let's do one more letter.